Welcome everybody to the GFB podcast, God, Family, Business. My name is Raul Avila and I am your host, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Okay, we are ready. We are live. Are you guys excited or what? Yeah! Okay, so without further ado, let's do this. We're gonna recognize our next champion, our next speaker. We have Aracelis, who's gonna talk about the world class. What number? What chapter are you doing, champ?
Chapter 49.
Take out your notes and learn something new on how the world class thinks. Okay, so look, you think either like a poor person, okay, and write this down, guys. T-B-A-R. You're thinking will create your beliefs, which creates your activity, which gets you your results. Your thinking gives you your beliefs, which gives you your activity, will get you to act a certain way, because you only act based on your belief and your vision that you have for yourself. And then your action will give you the results that you have, right? So if you have poverty thinking, what's gonna happen? You're gonna do things that poor people do, right? Like get into debt, like asking for a handout, like feeling like a victim. You see what I mean? That's poverty mindset. Then you have the middle class mindset, then you have the upper class mindset, and then you have the world class mindset. Okay, I'm not talking about money here, guys. Okay, you first have to become and then you attract. You become and then you attract, right? So if you don't have money, it's because of your thinking, okay? It's because of how you think about money. If you think about money as a good thing, then you're gonna attract it. If you think money like bad, like what is your thought process of rich people? What is your thought process of rich people? Think about that. Because your thought process of wealthy people is who you're gonna become or who you're gonna repel, right? If you look at wealthy people like my dad used to see it. My dad brainwashed me to see rich people a certain way, right? My dad taught me that rich people took from somebody to get what they have, right? They had to take from people to have. And that's how my dad saw it, like they're bad people, right? But so guess what? If I thought that rich people were bad, then guess what? I was never gonna try to become a rich person. Does that make sense? So then that means I was repelling money. That means I need to be poor, right? So the mindset is everything, guys. The mindset is everything. And that's where we start with the mindset. So let's give it up to future RVP and currently number one district.
Not yet.
Not today. Yes. But after today, let's give it up to Araceli.
Because guess what? It's only your life, yeah. Right? Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give you a reason why I picked this chapter. To be honest, I had no idea what chapter we wanted to do. But until I remembered what basically Naomi told me yesterday, accountability, she said, basically, one of the best things I have is called faith. And I feel like everybody needs this in business. Why? Because without faith, you don't really technically have a business. It's going to be a lot harder. So I'm gonna go straight into it. It's chapter 49. If you guys are looking for the page, it's gonna be page 64. I took a screenshot of it, so I'm not actually on the book. So it says champions had tremendous faith, right? I'm gonna move like this so you guys can read it too. So it says faith has always been a hallmark of world-class performers. Most notably, the faith performers have in themselves. The great ones have an extremely high level of self-trust even when they're failing. Note that he said, even when they are failing, it's easy trusting God when everything's great in your life. Mm-hmm. But realistically, can you guys raise your hand to someone who knows has a perfect life? Mm-hmm. No, right? Nobody has a perfect life. So it's pretty crazy to, do I do got it or you guys got it?
Can you click on it?
So, moving on to the faith in the self may seem from being raised in a positive environment or from performers talking themselves into it. Muhammad Ali admits that he told the world he was the greatest before he truly was a way to become bolster. His dreams become reality. So, his faith in his own skills. I think it actually works. So, champions have faith in their goals and dreams becoming a reality, while amateurs are often definitely afraid of becoming something they may or may not happen. I feel like it's crazy because I remember when I came into business, I was telling a lot of people like big goals. Raise your hand if you remember me telling you guys like some crazy goals. Mm-hmm. Everybody should raise a hand because I was like running my mouth. Okay. So it's crazy, crazy because I came into business saying, let's do 50 by 50. Let's do 100 by 100, right? It is funny because I kind of expanded the group a little bit more. My coach was stuck at 5 by 5. And I was like, no, coach, we could do 10 by 10. What he did, he went to his promotion. You speak it before you get it, right? If you're not speaking it, how will you get it, right? So, moving on to a higher power. Oh, I just lost myself right now. Faith in God, a higher power. Well, amateurs are often definitely afraid of believing something that may not happen. Okay. Faith in God, a higher power or infinity intelligence is also a trait of many champions. There are atheists who are tremendous performers. As a ruler, there seems to be connection before professional performers and the spiritual side of life. So for me, either way it says atheist. For me, atheist is someone who used to believe in God, but something happened, so they didn't know how to find their way back to God. But they was once in the path of the Lord. So for me, if you guys don't have faith in business, I mean, think about it. How are you going to run your business then? Do you guys think tomorrow you're going to be successful if you don't have the Lord with you? To be honest, it's going to take you years.
Right.
So it's crazy. I remember I went to church. Do you guys who went to church when they were talking about mustard seed faith?
Yeah.
Who went, right? Yeah. So it's crazy because God all asks is you have this little faith. Yeah. Do you guys see how small these mustard seed faith is? To be successful, all you have to do is, God, I surrender this. Now give me everything else. He will. It's very crazy because I remember when I came into business, guess what I was doing? I was too busy praying, God, I want a team. And I was like, why am I asking for a team if I barely even have faith in God? When I came into business, I didn't even believe in God, believe it or not. Yeah. I was like, God hates me. And then later on, I found out I had people who poured into me. The person I am today was 5 months of a result, people pouring into me. So it's pretty crazy because I think of it like this. If God could take a broken person like me to run a business and be blessed with the team right now, you can do it with anybody. Girl. And and you know what's even crazier to me, guys? Like, it's crazy because sometimes, I don't know if you guys go to someone, like say a family member, you guys ask them for a favor, right? So yeah. Sometimes we go to somebody, like for example, if I went to Raul, can I get $1,000? Why am I asking Raul to give me $1,000 when we have a God who can give me $1,000,000? Think about it. Sometimes you're pouring your business into the wrong person. Somebody who has no business mindset has no business in your life. Why? Because why are you letting other people who don't know how to run a business in there? So you also got to think about it like this.
Give her a mic.
I don't need one. Trust me. I don't need one. It's even question. It's even crazier because I remember exactly 3 months ago when I joined the business, I was struggling. To be honest, the only thing that came out of my mouth was complaining. That's exactly why I didn't have nobody next to me. I was by myself, bickering at my partner, and guess where that got me? Absolutely nowhere. I was broke, unhappy, and basically what does that make me? An unhappy wife, so I made my husband an unhappy life, right? So for me to learn, I had to focus onto myself. I had to focus onto my business. Why? Because to be honest, think about it, like really it is just your life. And if you guys are not excited about your life, I don't know what to tell you. To be honest, who else got an opportunity like this? There are people like you guys struggling, but for God to bless you with a team, you guys got to think about it too. Can God trust you? Because God will not trust you with his people if you're not ready to receive them. Why? Because if God gave you the team you guys want today, you will lose them. If God gave me the team I want, I will lose them today, right? Because I'm not ready. You guys aren't ready. So that's why we had to pour into God. God, I know I'm not ready, but I'm grateful for this.
Make me ready so I can receive the blessing. That's what we had to ask for. Mm-hmm. Be like, God, I'm ready to receive your blessing. What is it that you need me to do? And that's when everything will be coming into you guys. To be honest, I stopped asking God to make me a millionaire. I stopped asking God for a team. I asked God, what can I be a better person to receive a team? And I got one now.
That's good.
So moving on. Crops draw tremendous energy and power from the deep faith and a greater force. In recent years, many who are turned off by fear-based organized religions in their childhood have turned on to new thought churches and centers, such as Unity Science of Mind. Whatever the source of their spiritual faith, world-class performers do not tend to hold strong spiritual convictions. So for me, convictions, right? Okay, so for me, I think of it like this. You are basically, everybody knows you are what you say you are, right?
Yeah.
So how you represent is how you're going to be basically received. So everybody knows me as the loudest, right? Yeah. Everybody knows me as the most enthusiastic, the cheerful person, right? Believe it or not, I came in like, oh my God, I came in like the worst person. Like, I blame Jackie for everything. Blame Naomi. No, if I didn't get something, like, Jackie, that's your fault. So I was like that, right? I was too hurt. And it's crazy because even since it from here, fear is based through basically where you came from. Everybody right now, you guys want to be big, but you also got to let go of those bad habits you had before. Because guess what? I had this horrible bad habit is blaming everybody but myself. If I'm not successful, it's because of me. And if I'm not successful, it's because I had no faith in my Lord. Because my Lord said he could do everything for you guys as long as you put faith in him. So why are we not putting enough faith into him? To be honest, I've been through more things in my at least 5 months. I received more blessings in these 5 months. Mm-hmm. I went through so much, but guess what? I traveled more than I ever did. Power, we need more spiritual power. So let's, for example, what are you guys doing spiritually? Who goes to church? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who reads the Bible?
Yeah.
You see how most people are raising their hand, goes to church, read the Bible? God says give to his kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a kingdom, guess what? This office is actually his kingdom. Why? His kingdom's where his people's at.
Yeah.
So if his people is here, if you want them. So if God's people is here and you're supposed to have faith, every time someone walks in through that door, you got to be welcoming not only to God's kingdom, but to their business. Because this business is another blessing from the Lord himself. So every time you see someone, make sure you have the right attitude. It doesn't matter who it is, because you never know. Maybe that one person that day needed you. Maybe they're going through the worst day of their life, but they came to this opportunity. Came to Super Saturday or something. You never know. I needed this business bad. And you know what really kept me in this business? Is Jackie and Naomi, because I had them sit down with me. They broke me, and then they fixed me. So we don't need more of the things that are seen, we need more things that's unseen. It's easy for us to see everything, right? But we gotta also think of the things nobody also wants to see. So to be honest, if you want a big business, a big base shop, I mean, you guys need faith and worth ethic. To be honest, that's basically what Naomi and Raul has. Raul, Naomi, and if you guys look at them, like, no offense, but they came from nothing too. So they came from nothing and made something of themselves. Why can't we?
Yeah.
And all they had was faith. On the hardships of everything they went through, the only thing I remember taking notes on is have faith. Why? Because I know I'm in the right steps. It does not matter if it takes you 2 years. It doesn't matter if it takes you 3, 5, 10, 20. Guess why? Because God says your time is coming. Stop trying to rush on God's time. It's on God when he wants to give it to you.
Right.
If you guys were trying to push God on his time, guess what's going to happen? You guys are going to let it go. You guys are going to go back to job because, to be honest, why should God bless you if you're not ready for it? Why should he? So the action for you guys today is take inventory of the 10 people closest to you on a scale of 1 to 7, 7 being the highest. How much faith do these people have in themselves? How much faith do they have in higher power? Odds that your level of faith is average of these 10 people. Ask a critical thinking question. Is this helping me or is this hurting me? So you guys decide, is you lacking your faith in God hurting you or is it helping you? Because last time I checked, you can't build a big, big shop with no faith. And that's it.
Thank you.
Did you guys just envision Araceli speaking at a convention? Yeah. At a convention?
She saw the Virginia Carter Award.
Next Virginia Carter Award winner. And now, this is for Christian. You're a blessed man. Yes. Take care of her.
Yes. Be patient.
Take care of her.
That was experience
speaking. You know, Raul took the bad side of me when I was very immature, and he was patient. And one time I really wanted to fight him so bad that I sat on the bed and I was crying. And I just said, I just want to fight him. But it's the bad spirit, right? It's the bad in us. And he just sat next to me and he said, it's okay. I can't blame you for never having an example of how to treat a husband. And he hugged me, we both cried, and I cried because I really wanted to punch him, and there was no reason to punch him. Have you ever been mad and you don't even know?
Yeah.
You gotta ask yourself, is this from God or is this from the devil?
Yeah.
And you gotta identify it, speak back to it, and push it back. Today we're going to have the top personal producer and the top personal recruiter month to date. So stand up if you are over 8,000 in personal premium. Stand up. Okay, well, don't stay standing. 9,000, anybody? 10,000. 7,000. Okay, come on up, you two. Anybody over 20 direct recruits? 15 direct recruits, stand up. Jordan, where you at? 13. Anybody over 13? Direct recruits. Nobody? Come on up, Jordan. Really quick, I want to congratulate Yvette. She left early yesterday from accountability because she had an appointment, but she did 0 recruits, 5,725 in personal premium. So come on up. So come on up, Yvette, you too. Okay. I want them to share what are some of the things that are helping them be number one. Like, seriously, pay attention. I don't know why we don't have notebooks, but take out a notebook. If you don't have a notebook, ask for someone to give you a piece of paper or something. Seriously. Who does not have paper? Okay. It's okay. Don't be shy. Go to the 99 cent. No, don't go to the 99 cent store. Go to Walmart, and notebooks today are for 50 cents. So buy yourself a Primerica notebook, okay? If you don't have a pen, get a pen. There's a bunch of them in my office. Pens, somebody get pens. And I need you guys to write notes. There's this scripture in Habakkuk. Did I say it right?
Habakkuk.
That says, write the vision and make your plan. And when you write your notes, you're writing out the vision. You're making out the plan. Some of you guys were writing notes when Araceli was speaking, and that's amazing. You want to write notes. Write notes, guys, because your notes, when you want to quit, will get you back in the business. There's this preacher that I follow. Her name's Yesenia Ten, and her mentor, she said, I was done with preaching. I didn't want to preach. I have been hurt so much by my own Christian family. And I didn't want to preach anymore. How many of you guys have been hurt in business? You don't even want to do it. We've all been there, right? But she said, my mentor sat me down and she said, Yesenia, before you quit, I need you to listen to these 3 audios, please. And after you listen to them, tell me if you still want to preach. And she said, so I went home and I said, okay, I'm telling you I don't want to preach, but I promise you I'll listen to these 3 audios. She went home. And the 3 audios were her 3 preachings, her own preachings. And she said, I broke down and the Lord reminded me that he was the one raising me up. Why is taking notes so important? Because when you want to quit, you read your notes and you're reminded why you're here. You're reminded that recruiting is the way out. You're reminded that being positive and having faith like Araceli went over is the key. You're reminded of all these things. So when these people speak, it's not hype. They're doing it. Right. They are. She's at 13 recruits personal. 13. You know, I'm excited about 2. She did 13. Does that make sense? Who needs to step it up? We do. Me, all of us. 13. Now, let me ask you a question, Jordan. If we had 10 people here at 13 directs, how would this look? It would be crazy. Would we help you raise your standards? Yeah. Yes, even more. So when we don't win, who are we really hurting? We're hurting her, we're hurting us. We're doubly hurting. If she wins, she wins. And she's giving us an example. We got to raise our standard. We should all be double digiting. Raul, where are you at for the month?
2 by 7,883.
2 by 7,883. Great job, Faith.
10 by 8,560.
Are your 10 directs? Personal team?
Seven
are direct. Personal. 10 team. Great job, because you double digited. And that's amazing. And you're at 8,000?
8,560.
Okay. And Yvette, where are you at?
We are 3 by 8,000.
Okay, so she has leaders now that are raising up. I want her to speak too, because Yvette did almost $6,000 in 1 week. $6,000. And we forget that this is, at the end of the day, this is a
business.
And business, let me give you, who in here is R? Raise your hand. You're an R. I want to ask you for forgiveness on behalf of all Primericans. You're going to hear this and it's going to sting, but this is the truth. Business doesn't care. Business doesn't care. But my downline was unfair, or my upline was unfair, or my sideline didn't give me a high five. Business doesn't care. At the end of the day, did you produce? Did you make money? Did you recruit people? And it's a harsh reality for the R's, because it hurts in our little hearts. It hurts. But I'll tell you one thing. I care. Jackie and I care to sit with her and talk to her about her issues. We care. But at the end of the day, we're helping her get through it, because we know business doesn't care.
Right.
So if I could help you go through your issues, baby girl, so you can tough it out, then I did my job. At the end of the day, whose credit is it? Hers. Because she decided to change. You have no idea how many people I've sat down with them, we've cried, and they still find a way to go back. They still find a way. And the Bible talks about them. These are people that go back to eating their own vomit. They go back to it. That's harsh. No, let me give you an example. They come to, it's reality. They come to me and say, but you don't understand. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I hate my boss. I don't like the lifestyle I'm giving to my family. I'm in the verge of a divorce because financially we can't make it. And you tell them, come, build the business, build the team. Are you kidding me? When who was there last night? Raise your hand. Mm-hmm. When Gary Carnegie said, I make $200,000 a month, like that was crazy to me. 200 changes. Don't go back, guys. It's easy to go back.
Yeah.
I would have been back a long time ago. But why am I not there? Because I don't like it. It's not me, okay? So, Jordan, be very honest with us. How did you get 13 people, and what would you recommend? If we have 3 days before month end. We have till Friday. We have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we're going to work like mad dogs the next 3 days. You got to have an appointment in every hour, and you can't depend on nobody. You got to go get it. We're going to train right now how to do an interview process really quick, and how to do a KT process really quick. We're not going to go into too details, but I'm going to go over it so you can have an idea. This is for the new people. Mm-hmm. But Jordan, no, everybody in here wants to pick up 5 more IBAs. What's the fastest way? What would you recommend? And what do you do when you're sitting across the Zoom?
Wait,
I know it's a lot of questions, but like, everybody in this room needs to pick up 5 IBAs. What would be your strategy, game plan for everyone?
Leave the office and go do it. Because we're just here, you know.
Leave the office, like, meaning go talk to people?
Yeah, because social media, it can be done, but over 3 days, you need to, like, just go to the stores, do something. Because I feel like we're always here. And we're always talking to everybody, and we're laughing and doing this and that, but we're not producing. We're just around on our phones. And I'm guilty. I do that too. But I just feel like we need to go out and actually go do something. And it's a month end. We should be, like, already, like, focused on, like, oh, who can I add to my team at the beginning of the month? And instead, we're focusing on it at the end of the month.
So. Now, when you say we're here, we're not doing what we're supposed to be, is it that evident when someone's not working?
Yeah.
Is that evident? Yeah. Okay. Because sometimes I tell people, what the heck? Get on the phone. You need to work or get out of here. And the other day someone said, you offended me. How? You said I don't work. Well, you don't. Right? You don't, you know? Like, why are you offended? Why, seriously, guys, why are we offended? I like it. If Michael Pyatt was to come here and say, baby girl, pick up the damn phone. I'll be like so embarrassed and I will pick up the damn phone. Right. I'm not going to fight it. He didn't offend me. He's right. That's right. We have to do what we must do, okay? Mm-hmm. We understand who's dead weight in here. Don't be that person. Mm-hmm. Don't be that person. Be the one that's constantly booking appointments. Just get on the phone. Call random people. Say, hey, amiga, how are you doing? Oh, my God, my friend. Long time no see. How have you been? Talk to me. Mm-hmm. Right? At least disimula. How do you say that in English? Pretend. At least pretend. At least pretend. You know, my sales, I get them by just calling a friend. An increase just by calling a friend. Like, hey, how have you been? Oh, my God, how's work? Do you like it? Oh, my God, I'm getting sick of it. Girl, when are you going to come into Primerica with me? You'd be so good for Primerica. You know what? I'm really thinking about it. When's your day off? Friday. Why don't we meet at my office? Let's meet at my office. I'll give you a coffee. I'll get you a coffee. Oh, we have coffee here. I'll get you a coffee. Right? And then I purposely will refer you to somebody. Like, sit down. You don't even need a table. Sit down and start making phone calls. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. You give me three ways you prospect consistently. Obviously, one of them is social media. Mm-hmm. Then?
I also go in person, like to the mall or to the stores. And then also,
malls, stores.
Yeah. Those are the only two ways.
Okay. And then through field training.
Yeah.
Through field training. Now, let me ask you this critical question. This is a critical question. You've gone through a lot, but I've never, ever seen you or heard you be down during an appointment. What do you tell yourself when you're going through something and it's showtime?
Well, you gotta think about it like this. If you wanna attract someone to join your team, would you wanna join a team where they're upset all the time, where they look like they've been through a lot? Or do you wanna join a team where they're happy all the time, they're excited because they're new, you know, and they wanna learn more about it? So imagine, like, especially coming from social media, you get on a Zoom and then they look like they just got hit by a truck. You know, I wouldn't wanna join their team either. So you have to be excited. You have to pour into them, like, hey, how are you doing? Where do you live? Oh, that's cool. What do you do for work? You know, ask them about them, because I'd be like, dang, maybe she really wants to help me, you know? So,
That's a gift. Yeah. That's a gift. That's another thing, guys. When you are talking to new people, be the most excited. We have a rule in this office that if there's a new person present, we talk positivity.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you found this information valuable, do me a huge favor and share this with your friends. Until the next one, may God richly bless you.